From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In the Florida Panhandle today, Governor Jeb Bush toured the areas hit hardest by Hurricane Dennis, and he promised quick state relief efforts. People have been returning to their homes and businesses to assess the damage. At least 5 people were killed during Dennis. Damage estimates range from $1 billion to $5 billion, and many people are thankful that the storm did not hit with the force Hurricane Ivan brought last year. But for parts of Pensacola, Dennis was bad enough. Here's NPR's Chris Arnold.
When Dennis passed over this shopping center in Pensacola, it flipped a flat-panel truck over on top of a storm drain that turned the parking lot into a foot-deep lake about 100 yards across. So sporting goods store manager Frank Willis has just talked a semi-truck driver from Alabama into using cables to pull the toppled truck back upright. Willis had first tried to do this using his pickup truck.
Yeah, he's got a little more strength than I had, I guess, huh?
I guess the pickup wasn't quite going to do it.
Well, my wheels were spinning in the water, so he's got so many wheels there.
Willis says this storm may not have been as bad as Ivan, but where he lives, a bit east of here where the eye passed over, Dennis took its toll.
I live about a mile and a quarter from the Gulf. There's a lot of destruction down there as far as people losing their roofs and the houses behind me. I've got parts of their roof in my backyard, and it tore down some big, pretty good trees.
A big southern-style buffet restaurant at the edge of the parking lot here also sustained serious damage to its roof. The owner, Charles Barnhill, is inside where sheetrock and insulation is still crashing down onto his booths and tables.
The weight of the water finally just caved the ceiling in, and it really is that way all the way through here.
Dude, the whole ceiling's coming down.
The old ceiling's going to have to be taken out and replaced.
The restaurant seats 400 people, and it's a popular one. Barnhill says he'll be shut down for months. He thinks his losses could be several $100,000. And since he's still waiting to see $1 from some less serious damage that Ivan caused last year, he has no idea when the insurance money for this damage will come through. Outside, that's giving some of the restaurant's 90 employees some good reasons to be nervous.
Employment, for one. You know, I got a family.
Rodney Schumo does general cleanup around the restaurant and sometimes works as a cook. He's got a wife and 3 kids and not a whole lot of savings.
Man, I'm distraught, man. I'm just distraught. I'm at a loss for words. It's a hurting feeling. Very hurting feeling.
There were a few scattered deaths and injuries across the region, and some people in and around Pensacola had some close calls. Up the road a ways towards Santa Rosa County, Dallas Mayberry was camping out in the brick building where she works as a shampooer for a grooming business. Dennis ripped a big metal awning off the building, and that triggered the collapse of about a third of the entire front of the structure. Thousands of bricks now lie strewn around on the ground.
We figured it was better than staying in our mobile home, but I don't know. That right there is crazy.
The damage took out the fitness center next door, but stopped just short of the grooming shop. Mabry, who actually doesn't seem too shaken up by her near miss, was lying down inside, but she says her fiancé saw the front of the shop next to them collapse.
I don't know if he was too much scared. He was more fascinated with the whole thing because it was happening during the daylight hours this time. And I was in the back when it happened, and when I come out here and seen it, then I was like, oh my God.
Mabry says the mobile home where the couple lives had its roof partly torn off as well, and they just got finished repairing the trailer after Ivan. She says she hates it that people without much money have to keep starting over because of all these storms. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Pensacola, Florida.